Okay.
He doesn't let you walk in?
What? He insisted on it.
He insisted you go back?
What?
He didn't want you to leave.
I insisted
you should walk into the car. Where'd you leave?
To the elevator. Yeah. He asked if you get the recording.
You have a question. Okay. He knows that I sent you, right?
What?
He knows that I sent you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We learned in the sugi here as part of the Shaka V'Tarya and the Gemara, in the case of Mochar, the Echad, Mochar L'Shlosha, the din of the Braisa is Kuan Nechnesu Tachas Abaylin, that the various people who have claims can get what they're normally entitled to. And the Gemara explains the case of the Mochar L'Echad is the case of Zeh Achar Zeh. Otherwise, it'd be no reason to say it. After all, in the case of Shlosha, there's more reason to think that possibly, after all, it was with the case of Shlosha, you might think Chad Minayu Kodim. So there's a chidush, but Machar Le'echad, which is one star, obviously it's that way. So the Gemara explains the case of Machar Le'echad is a case where it was Bevas Achas. It was Bezeh Chazeh. It was three different days that he sold various lands. So the Gemara asks, so how come the person who purchased the land can't be docha all three of the people to the last land, which would be Ziburis? Answers the Gemara, the case is that the last land purchased was Edis land. The Gemara asks, so therefore he doesn't want to claim that you can go to the last land. The last land would make it better for everybody and not as good for him. He'd lose the Edis. The Gemara says, no, but in fact, why shouldn't we say that they should all get Edis? After all, that was the last land purchased, and therefore the Sheba should now go on the last land, which is Edis. So the Gemara brings in this interesting idea called Ishaskis, that is, that he tells them, so to speak, a threat. He says, if you'll take what you're entitled to, in other words, the Beinus for the Balchov, Ziburis for the Isha, so then Beseder, fine. If not, I'll find a way to get Ziburis back to the Mocher, and then you'll have to all get stuck with getting Ziburis. The Lashon HaGemara is Mahadana Shtar de Ziburis Gemara. The Rosh and the Ramban and others say that obviously doesn't just mean about getting the Shtar back, it means finding a way to transfer the Karka Ziburis that he purchased back to the Mocher. The rule is if the person who's Mechuyev has B'nei Chorin, then they have to all collect from B'nei Chorin before they go to Mishubadim. Based on that idea of Ishaskis, therefore he's able to leverage that in order that they should not all get the last land, which is Edis, but each one should get what they're entitled to. But not more than that, not the Edis. Frag the Gemara, if you're telling me that you can say Ishaskis to that degree, to force them to get what they're supposed to get as opposed to getting the Edis, why not also say, the Nizakin Nami, Neimahachi, that the Nizik should not get the Edis at all? She should get downgraded to Beinonis. So the Gemara says it must be, therefore, that you can't use the method of Ishaskis here because the case is Yisomim, and by Yisomim, even if you got the land back to them, that would not require them to go get to collect from that land. It's not called B'nei Chorin in that regard, because Yisomim are not B'nei Piron Ninu, and therefore it would not change anything, and therefore you can't say Ishaskis. So therefore the Gemara has to give a different teretz to the original Kasha, that the person has the right to say Yafshi V'Takanas Chachamim. So meanwhile, as part of the Shaka V'Tarya, we have established the notion called Ishaskis. So when exactly does this rule apply? What is the nature of it? What's it based on? So we began to look at this inyan of Ishaskis. First of all, we mentioned in the background, we'll come back to the Ramban. The Ramban sees Ishaskis as just simply a threat that doesn't really have halachic status per se in terms of Choshen Mishpat. It's a way of trying to negotiating tactic, in which case the person is intimidated by it, so he might end up giving in. But as far as Psak Halacha is concerned, the issue is not about Ishaskis, the issue is about the Psak Halacha of Kuan Nechzu Tachas Abaylim. The Ramban uses this idea to explain the Rif. The Rif doesn't branch in Ishaskis at all. The Rif paskins the Halacha of Kuan Nechzu Tachas Abaylim without Nukimta of Yasmi. So Choref, according to the Gemara, if it's not a case of Yisomim, the din should be that in fact they should be able to, there should be a rule of Ishaskis and they should be downgraded. You should not give them Kedinam. You should be able to lower them down. As you see, the Gemara has a Kasha, right? B'nezakin aminei mahachi, and the Rif doesn't say that. So that means, according to the Ramban, that the Rif doesn't feel he has to say it because that's a separate conversation. If they negotiate and they give in, they give in. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is mi'ikar adin, minizik gets edus. That's the Ramban solution for the Rif. But l'maisa, that's what the Ramban says. But if you look at the other Rishonim, you look at the Rush, and you see some Rashi and Tosis, it sounds like Ishaskis is a real principle in Chosha Mishpat. And we begin to see that in the fact that Rashi brings in on the Gemara's Kasha, B'nizakin Nami Neimahachi, Rashi points out, why does the Gemara only ask B'nizakin Nami Neimahachi? What about Balchov? The second Kasha of the Gemara says, the Gemara says, if you're telling me Ishaskis, so Ihachi, just like you say Ishaskis, that they won't all collect from Edis, but they're going to have to get according to what they're entitled to, Me'ikradin, but not Edis, which is the last land. So why not say B'nizakin Nami? That he shouldn't get Edis. Ask on Balchov too, he shouldn't get Beinis, he should get Ziburis. Says Rashi, because on that the person can respond when you do it, if and when you do it, kishetachzir. In other words, there's a counter argument. Ishaskis will not hold water because in the face of a person who's going to say, "What am I getting now more than before?" In other words, you get what are you offering me now? Ziburis. If you return the land, Ziburis, I'll get Ziburis. So therefore, you have nothing over me. So Rashi is pushing back against the Ishaskis. It sounds like Ishaskis has parameters. It has you have to know when is it said, when is it not said. The Rush, as we'll soon see, argues on Rashi. He says, Be'etzim the Gemara is asking Kashi even on Balchov. But according to Rashi, it's only true by Nezakin where you're giving him something of his claim, and then Ishaskis can actually negate that claim, can undermine the claim, because I'm coming back with this leverage that if you will be willing to settle for less than what you want, then good, and if not, then I can go and even lower you even further, and therefore, to that extent, the claim disappears. I can't come with that saying, it takes an edge off of my taina, off my tevia. Now, Tosis brings in more on this. Tosis asks, according to what we see in Rashi in the Gemara, so how did the Gemara say Ishaskis in the beginning? The first time the Gemara mentions Ishaskis and explaining why each one gets according to their what they're entitled to, and not that everyone should get Edis. So the Gemara brings, because otherwise he'll say, Ishaskis, if you're quiet, then fine, then you each get your din, and if not, I'll give Ziburis back to the Mocher. Says Tosis, look, when it comes to the Isha, what are you really doing? What are you holding over? You're telling her, if you're going to get Ziburis now and not Edis, good. If not, you'll get Ziburis, because I'll give Ziburis land back. So what is she getting? What does she have here? Nothing better than what she'd otherwise have. So let her say l'chita heda when you return it. Why is this a valid svara in terms of the isha? She wants edus. She wants the last land that was purchased. And what are you holding over her? You have to get ziburis, which is what you're entitled to. And if not, you'll get ziburis. So what's the same thing? That's Tosis' question. So here we began to discuss the last year. Tosis gives us a distinction. Tosis says that even though by an isha she'd get ziburis regardless, nevertheless, she can't say l'chita heda. Why? Kevan she'en afkia kocha. Because when you're doing this leverage of Ishaskis, you're not taking away what is be'etzem her koach. She wants to exceed her koach. She wants Edis because it was the last land purchase. What is her koach be'etzem on Ziburis? So therefore, to the extent that you're not being mafkia kocha, then Ishaskis operates even in the face of what she'll say back. Ah, but it's the same thing for me, l'chita heda. So what? Ishaskis prevails. Why does Ishaskis prevail? Because you're not mafkia kocha. Mashenkin by Balchov. Balchov, he can't downgrade him to Ziburis because, after all, Balchov's claim is be'etzem abeinus. So you want to downgrade him to Ziburis by saying what? And if not, I'll give you Ziburis. So the Balchov will say, what do you mean? L'chita. And that's exactly why the Gemara later says sides with Rashi, except what Rashi says. The Gemara's Kasha is only on Nizik and not on Balchov, because Balchov can respond to the Ishaskis with his counter-argument, L'chita Hedar, because you're coming to Mafkia Koch. This is what we learned on the last year. Let's explain. So we have to explain what Tosis is saying. First, the outside, the words themselves. Tosis seems to be saying is L'chora, there are two distinct levels of Ishaskas. This, again, it's a principle. It's not just a stamatha. It's a principle of Choshen Mishpat, which has, you know, parameters to it. Through what you're doing, you somehow are able to neutralize the claim of the Toveya through this Ishaskas mechanism. So, when is it possible to do it, and when is it not? When can a person respond, I'm still holding on to my taina, you can't knock me down, and when does Ishaskis prevail? Says Tosis, it depends. There's the Ishaskis of a higher stature, of a higher, of more of a stronger Ishaskis, a stronger leverage, and that's when I'm not be mafkia, the koach of the person, with what I'm doing. They want better. They want more. But be'etzem, what I'm doing is I'm just want to restore things to what it should be. I'm not letting you overreach with your claim. If I'm stopping you from overreaching, then there's never a response to heder. Even though I'm not giving you any part of your claim, of your overreaching claim, I'm not conceding anything. But to begin with, what did you want? You wanted more than your claim. You wanted Edis, which you're entitled to Ziburis, the woman, right? So then Ishaskis prevails, and there's no way to respond to it. Ishaskis wins and carries the day. You can't say Rikishet Heda. That's the stronger Ishaskis. That's the Ishaskis that's not Mafkia Koch. Then there's a lower Ishaskis. That's the Ishaskis where I'm actually called Mafkia Koch. Like if I were to say to the Nizik to take less than Edis, or about Chov to take Ziburis. That is not as simple. There is the etzem eschus for the person to say, l'keshetachzir. So there, what's required for Ishaskis to prevail is for you to at least concede something of the claim. So therefore, when it comes to a nizik, the Gemara is asking, if I'll give you bainness, I'm giving you something of your claim, not stama, something extrinsic, you know, I'll appease you. No, I'm conceding some of your claim. And if you don't take that, you'll be worse off. Then you can't say, well, I'm sorry, I'm not impressed. I'd rather take my chances. Apparently you can't do that. Ishaskis carries the day. As long as I'm conceding some of your tviya, then I'm able to downgrade from what you would normally be entitled to something less, because I gave you something. So then you can't say, l'keshetachzir. But if I'm giving you no less than I'd give you if I were to follow up on my threat, so then I can respond and say, I'm holding strong. I'm not letting you do that. My time is still here. Because that's a weaker Ishaskis. B'mavkia es koch. This is the words of Tosis. So again, we're beginning to paint a picture of Ishaskis and the parameters. It's interesting, though, if you think about it, that when you read the Gemara asks, Ihachi, the Nezakin Nami Neimahachi. It's at first glance, the Gemara is sort of asking Akasha that if you say Ishaskis here, then you say Ishaskis over here. How can you compare? The first case of Ishaskis, you're not coming to Mafkia anyone's koach. You just want to give everyone according to what their din is. They want to overreach, they want to get Edis. You want to bring them back to Tachas Abayla. So that Ishaskis is stronger. The Gemara says, "Ihachi b'nezakin nami neimahachi." What do we have here in the Gemara's kasha? An ishaskis of a lower variety, an ishaskis where you're mafkia the koach of the nizik. But the reason why it should be valid is because you're giving them something. So you can wonder at the Gemara that how can the Gemara equate ishaskis of the lower variety with the ishaskis of the high variety? Ihachi, what's the kasha? Maybe ishaskis is only valid when what? When you are not mafkia kocho, you're just bringing things back to what the din should be. Who told the Gemara that you can actually apply Ishaskis on the level where you're Mafkia Kochel? A simple question on the Gemara. So I would suggest that in a Chinami, the Gemara's Kasha is not that the Gemara is saying, you Machadish Ishaskis. Let's say Ishaskis here as well. How can you compare? Maybe Ishaskis is only said with Mafkia Kochel. The answer is the Gemara took as a double pashut that there is a principle of Ishaskis. And whatever level it is, it can be Ishaskis of a Mafkia Kocho, just like Ishaskis of a Mafkia Kocho. The Gemara is trying to prove its point that according to what you're saying, it's obviously not a good answer to the Kasha, because obviously we're talking about Yisomim, where you couldn't return, returning the land wouldn't help you. Because after all, then the Nifik shouldn't get Edus either, because you have Ishaskis of the low variety, which is Pashat to the Gemara, that it works also. If you're giving him something of the claim, you say Ishaskis. So the Gemara is just trying to prove simply, Ella, it must be, we're talking about Yasmi. And if it's the Yasmi, then returning the Ziburis won't help anything, won't change the reality. You still can go to the Mishabadim. So the Gemara is not asking if you see Ishaskis, aha, let's also say a new Ishaskis. We're not creating a new idea of Ishaskis. The Gemara understands Ishaskis operates. The Gemara is trying to say, but your answer won't work for you. You want to answer the kasha, lig v'kul mi'idis. The answer is because Ishaskis. The Gemara says, no, because you can't. It won't help you to return the Ziburis. Because obviously you're talking about Yisomim. What's my raya? Because then the Nifik shouldn't get Edus either. Because you have the other Ishaskis, which is also valid. The Gemara knew it, Ishaskis operates. And if you give him some of the claim, then it's going to work. And therefore, it must be Yisomim that we're talking about. And therefore, obviously, your answer doesn't hold. So I would read the Gemara differently. Not Ihachi, that if you say Ishaskis of the stronger variety, then Mistama, you should also say Ishaskis of the weaker variety. How do you say that? Maybe not. The Gemara is just using the idea that obviously your answer is no good. Your cheshbon isn't right. Ihachi. The same way you have Ishaskis of this kind, you have another Ishaskis, which is Pasha to the Gemara, that it works. As long as you give them something of the claim, it's going to operate, it's going to prevail. And how come, therefore, the Nizik gets Edus? Nizik should get only Beninus. It must be Yisomi Maskinan. And therefore, your answer falls away. So you have to read the Gemara a different way. But we have to explain these two levels, but that's how I think you have to read the Gemara. Otherwise, what's the Ihachi? Ihachi doesn't mean it must be Ishaskis of this kind. Oh, so then I knew a new Ishaskis. Oh, let's say Ishaskis here as well. How could you compare the two? The Gemara is just wanting to prove the point that obviously you're going to have to say it's not going to work because it's Yisomim. Yeah, Ari.
Never mind.
But I want to, yeah.
I just want to know what it means.
Okay.
When we're equating the, how can the Gemara...
So I'm saying, the Gemara's equation is not. The Gemara doesn't mean, you're telling me a new Chiddush, a Yisod, Kol Ishaskis, in terms of why they're all going to get what they're getting, kedinam, in other words, tachas abayim, and not all getting Edus because of Ishaskis. You've enlightened me about Ishaskis. Wait a second. So let's also say Ishaskis to the extent that the Nizik shouldn't get Edus either. If that were pshat in the Gemara, then I have a problem. Because Tosis is now telling us an interesting thing, that Ishaskis has two levels to it. There's a level Ishaskis where you're mafkia kocho, and there's a Ishaskis where you're not mafkia kocho. And there's a difference. When can the person respond with chita heda? If you're not mafkir kochol, then you can't feel chita heda. The woman has no response because she never had really a claim on more than ziburis be'etzem. Whereas if you're mafkir kochol, the person gets chita heda, and then you have to come back and say, but I'm giving you something of your claim, you're better off now. So if that's true, the Gemara would not be able to ask, if you say Ishaskis is over here, you say it over here. How can you compare? So I'm arguing the Gemara is not asking the Kasha that, I've discovered new Yisfar Ishaskis, let's also say it here. The Gemara understood Ishaskis is valid on both levels. The Gemara understood the Yisfar Ishaskis. The Gemara is trying to say, but your answer to the Kasha is insufficient. Because you're trying to answer our Kasha. Lig v'kulim idis. Let them all go get the last piece of land that's sold. What's your answer? Because he has a way of saying, no, you're all going to get what you're entitled to, tachas abayim, because otherwise I'll return the Ziburis. But that's not a good answer. Because the same way you have Ishaskis like that, you have an Ishaskis that can downgrade the Nizik when you offer him Beninus. And yet he's getting Edus here. So it must be, why can't you say Ishaskis there? Because Gemara feels you could say Ishaskis on that too. It must be Biasmi. So if it's Biasmi, then your answer also doesn't work. So it's really just a way of getting to the point, Ella Hachamayaskinan Biasmi. In other words, as Rashi explains it, right? El Medrotanachi Bar Kochach Bahachiaskinan. So you'll see there may be another Mahalachi, but this is Tosus right here. What is the Pshat? There's two levels Ishaskis. What does it mean? So, by way of introduction, there is a Rush over here. The Rush takes issue with Rashi. The Rush disagrees with Rashi. The Rush does not know of any response called L'Kishateheda. The Rush holds that the Gemara that asks B'nizik Nami Neimahachi, B'nizik Nami Neimahachi, is not Dafka Kasha B'nizik. The Gemara's Kasha is equally a Kasha by Bachov. The Gemara just mentions Nizikin, but really the Kasha is on both. And why is that? Maaseh Rashi has a good Svara. By Bachov, what do you mean? You return the Ziburis, but I mean, do it. I've called your bluff. I'm no better now than before, so do it. But why now do you have a right to say this? So the Rush comes up with a very interesting word in the way he understands Ishaskis. And based on that, there's no difference, seemingly, between whether you're mafkia kocho or not mafkia kocho. The whole thing and the whole difference that Tosus has, that Rashi has, l'chitavzir, it's not so. Let's see what the Rush says. So first of all, just to notice in the Rush earlier, Da'amahu Isha Krisu, the Rush makes clear, Mardar Nashtar Dizibors Lumare is Lav Dafka. This is Nakuna we brought out a few times to see it inside. To give back the Shtar would not necessarily accomplish anything by itself. It's not going to undo the Mekach, just because I give the Shtar back. The sale was a valid sale. You bought all three lands. You bought Ziburis first, let's say, you bought Bainis, and then you bought Edis. You give back the Shtar. That undoes the sale of the Ziburis? Of course not. It's not going to undo the sale. What do you have to do? You have to transfer anew the Ziburis back to the Mocher with a new method of Kinyan. So what's the Kinyan? Osha Yimsalo Ashtar, the Yichtov Lo Shtar Mechira Olav. In other words, you give back the Shtar, and then you write a new Shtar that says, Knilach Il V'choshi Budeh. In other words, with the new shtar, it says you're going to be kona everything that's contained in the first shtar. And he brings the Gemara Bava Basra like that. That's the machlokes of whether osios nikvos b'mesira or osios niknos b'ksiva u'mesira. What do these words mean? Osios means the contents of the shtar, what the shtar is giving you, what's entitling you to. Osios, it's the letters of the shtar, meaning whatever is declared in the shtar, written in the shtar. Nik, are those acquisitions that the shtar is entitling you to, are they transferred b'ksiva just by being moser the shtar itself? The person who receives the shtar now is receiving as a result all of the acquisitions that the shtar spells out, or do you need ksiva umesira? In other words, you can't just do that. You have to also write a new shtar that says that you're going to be calling everything that's in the shtar. Okay, so that's the first piece of Rush. And we hold ain't osios nixon in the sefer. So what would have to be over here? Madan Ashtar Lemarei is Lav Dafka just by that. You have to do that, and also you have to write a new star that says, Kinilach Iyo V'choshi Budeh. Okay. Comes the Rush now. V'azlis kuro v'shakrisa miziburis. This is what he says to them. V'lo matzul v'emchite hedar. There's no way they can rebut by saying, when you do it, when you return it, when you return the star. Now, what did Tosus say? Why not? The Isha can't do it because you're not Mafkia Kocho. Whereas if you're Mafkia Kocho, so then they could say Chita Hadar unless you're giving something of the claim. That's Tosus. That's Rashi. The Rashi doesn't have any distinctions like that. The Rashi says, you know why you can't say Chita Hadar here? But the second Isha asks in the Gemara at any point, why not? Mishum Shekol Davar, and here you hear a bit of a lumbus in the in the Ishaskis in the Rush. Kol davar sha'adam yachal litom. Ro'en ki oso ki'ihu kvar osu. If a person has the potential to make a claim, I could do X, we imagine as if it's done already. I could get the Ziburis back to the Mocher. It's as good as done already. Ishaskis is a way of imagining that it was done already. If I could do it, then it's as if it were done. So the Rush's argument is simple. What's l'chita hedda? L'chita hedda means, until that time that you do it, my taina remains intact. That's all if you say it didn't happen yet. So my leverage is, I could do it. The Rush says, how do Ishaskas operate? Rowin osu ki'ivu hu kfar muchsar. If it's already done, you can't say when you do it. When you do it means it hasn't happened yet. Roi ki'ilu kvar muchsar. L'chita hedar has no place if the whole mechanism is, it's as good as done. The lashon of the Talmud HaRashba, or Talmud HaBein Otam, I think it is. He's a lashon, afuchei matar talamali, that expression, why go through the motions back and forth? He also argues in Rashi. He says, Ishas Kisu in Tamar Tamar Reino Tam. Ein ze gizum, like a threat. Is he really just making a threat here that, oh, he's going to find a way to intimidate them? No. He's not going to, in that perspective, he hasn't really held leverage on the Isha because she's getting divorced regardless. So what kind of leverage do you have here? Because now too, you have no choice. Then he continues, go next paragraph. Umasha pirisha kuntris. In Tamar Rabbeinu Tan. Tulahachi maksha min nizakin besamach vlomi balchov. Because he can say the balchov kesev kesheshetachzir. Because you want to give me zibures regardless. La milsihi. Why is Rashi not correct? What does he ask from? He's asking who's Kasha? Tosus Kasha. What did Tosus give as a teretz? Oh, the difference is because that's a stronger, as we said, stronger Ishaskis, you're not Mefkia or Din. So that's why it works, even though she's not getting any better now than if you were to return it. That's why it works. But he doesn't accept that distinction. He says, no, so how does it work over there? The answer is that. The real pshat is that it's already done already. Kimishu yachul hachzir bibiru liten akakma hilkach hashtana migavim ziburis da hafuchi matarta lamug. That expression, hafuchi matarta lamug, means why go through the motions of having to do it back and forth? It's done already. It says, the more I ask him, the zikin, who did that matzim mifach b'chov, v'chad minayin nokat v'lav dafka. And this is what we have in the rush over here as well. Udlo kepirish Rashi, go a few lines, he quotes more exubis, we'll soon get to it. Udlo kepirish Rashi, against the Rashi there in the case over there, we'll get soon to that point in exubis. Ela kodavar sheyachol liton paskinan be ki'ilu kvar osui. That's the gears that we should have. V'chein mash mahaka fil lo to'an ishas kisu anan taninole. So something else. You don't have to actually say it. It's just... It's pashut. That's the halacha. It's built into the case. If I could remove your taina by giving ziburis back, your taina is gone because it's as if it was done already. As if it was done already. Upaskin alei hadin kach konich dazabayim. Psach pichur ilem. He brings you basically taina for the person. I think more asked in the Zikanami, who I didn't have much him befrach me Balchov. Because the Balchov has no response to Chita Heder. Why is it in the Zikan? Didina Be'idis Guribusa. Sh'af Hachal lo Yitko El B'Ziburis. Now, he can downgrade the Nizik also down to Ziburis, even though Nizik should get Hidis. So the more asked in the Zikanami, the more could have asked Balchov as well. So, in light of the Rush, what is the Rush? The Rush argues a Rashi, yeah? The Rush holds that there's no responsible chita heder. Why? Because the Rush takes ishaskis to mean that it's as if it was done already. Nothing has to be said. Nothing has to be carried out. There's no point in having to go through the motions. It's as if it's done already. So you have no way to say, oh, when you do it, it's done. One could perhaps suggest, and I think this is the mashmos of the Tosfos Rush, when he sort of acknowledges the two levels, even though he doesn't agree that there are two levels. But one could now think as follows. What's the pshat in Tosfos here? Tosfos says that there's one ishaskis which works earlier in the Gemara, even though you're not giving her anything now that she wouldn't have in the alternative. The stronger ishaskis, that means when it's an ishaskis that you are not mafkiyah koach, she wants to overreach, but you're not mafkiyah koach. There's no place for her to say when you do it. And then you have the low rishaskis, they're not as strong. There, the person has the technical ability to say when you do it. Except if I give you something of the claim, then it works. So one could think in terms of the following. Why does the rush negate the option of chita head at all? Why? You just read in the rush. Tell me in time. Because what do you mean, l'chitachzir? It's done already. You already did it. So we plug that in. Tosis doesn't hold it. That's not so pushy. There is a time where you could say l'chitachzir. But there is a time when you can't. When does Tosis agree that you can't say l'chitachzir? If you're not mafkia kocha, like the earlier case by Yishaskis, by the Ksubas Isha. The Isha only has a... The etzem is entitled to ziburis. She wants to get her edus because the edus was the last land sold, but her koach is ziburis. So then you could tell her, you got to go to ziburis, because I can return the ziburis to the mochet. And she can't say, well, I'm not getting anything better now than before, so what? But that's the deal. So why does Tosis hold that over there, Ishaskis prevails, and there's no response of l'keshet tachzir? Because in that Ishaskis, the Ishaskis where you're not mafkia kocha, then the mechanism of Ishaskis is going to be defined in terms of what the Rush said. The Rush didn't understand any room for chita, l'keshet teheda. Because what did the Rush say? What do you mean when you return it? It's returned already. So Tosis will embrace it partially. When the Ishaskis is not mafkia kocha, it just wants to restore things to what they should be, and not let you overreach for something more, then the Ishaskis has the mechanism built into it. It's as if it's done already. Anam of Kelkocho, so then it's already done already. Then you get your din, not more than your din. So then there's no place for, well, but when you do it, it's done. But then Tosu says, but Rashi is still correct. When you have a situation where the person is entitled to more, and you want to downgrade them from their din, lafkui midina, lafkui kocha. So then Ishaskis doesn't rise to the level that is ki'ilu muhzar. Then it's something else. It's a way that your taina disappears. But it's not that I did it already. It's not as if it's imagined that you gave it back. It's that since I could remove your taina through something I could do, so that itself, that ability that I have to remove your taina, takes your taina and neutralizes your taina. It weakens your taina. It makes your taina disappear. Not because I see as if it was already done, but the fact that I have the ability to do it. So now here we have to ask ourselves, wait a second, but I'll say back when you do it. So now we have to ask ourselves, did I give you something better now than if I gave you the alternative? If I gave you something now back from a piece of your taina, then that's where I win, that your taina gets downgraded somewhat, but I gave you something. So then the ability that I had to give you even worse allows me to downgrade you to something in it. Not because it's ki'ilu muhzar, if it were returned already, but it's simply a mechanism that allows you, that allows me to neutralize and take something away from your time. But if I'm giving you the same thing now than I'd give you then the response is, hey, what can she tell us? Where did I get this idea that I want to plug in a second? Plug in the Rush's idea to the higher Ishaskis, and then say there's really, the Tosis basically is playing out that there's the Ishaskis of the higher variety, which is like the Rush, and then there's the other Ishaskis, where I'm afkia kocho, where it's simply a way of removing your taina, but not as if I did it already. I get that from the Rush himself. In the Tosis of Rush, in Yevamis and in Suvis, we'll soon see the Gemara there, but the Rush, when he acknowledges that there could be two levels, even though he himself doesn't hold this way. The Rush uses such terminology. Let's see where it is. If you look at the Gomez. The Rashi on that case mentions the Ishaskis in connection to the Derech case. We'll soon go over it. Rashi says that the offer now is something. I'm giving you some kind of a discount. Why did Rashi have to say that? Because Rashi felt that other than that, there's always the ability to spend when you do it. So he quotes B'toch HaDvarim, the Rashi, meaning in Yevamis. Elavadai, he doesn't like Rashi. Ki heicha de matzi mehedar, the enche kinegdo nisa b'chazaraso de ilu lokha yadira kboata amina kimuchzedami. In other words, what is, let's get a frame of reference. So let's speak out the case already for a second. Then we'll see what the Rashi, what the issue is. What's the case over there? Let's set up the Gemara. A person lost his derech to get access to the inner field. There are fields all around him. So Machokis in the Mishnah, Admon says he gets the shortest path he gets. The Chachamim say that the outer field, the owner or owners, we'll see, can say, you got to purchase a field, whatever exorbitant amount of money, or you got to fly, you can't get a derech. It's not automatically you're going to get a derech. Says him, what's pshat in the Machokis? Admon's point is correct. He had a derech before, he just didn't know where it is. Says Gemara, Kigon, that around him there are four different fields owned by four different people. Therefore, each person says, the derech is not by me. So therefore, I'm not letting you have a derech in mind. It's someone else's. Your derech was by the other three, by one of the other three. Says Gemara, no, my time at the Admon. So Admon says he gets a derech. What do you mean? Each person can be doche to say, the derech is not in my field, it's in the other fields. Says the Gemara, Amarav. If four people own the field originally, and four people own the field now, or four people own the field, four different fields now, and one person owned before all four fields, there'd be no machlokes tanayim that if there are right now four people owning the fields, four different people, each one has a right to say, it's not by me, you're not entitled to a derech. He's going to have to negotiate with them, but basically, he's not entitled. Nobody argues in that. Where's the machokas? Where's the machokas tonight? Keep pleading. The chad the asmi koch abba. Originally, there were four separate fields owned by four different people. Had the person wanted to make a claim at that point for his derech, he'd get nowhere. Why? Because every person can say, it's not by me. But those four people sold their respective four fields to one individual who now owns all four surrounding fields. Now the person comes with a claim, somewhere within one of these four adjoining fields, which are now owned by one person, is my derech. So says Admon, no. So I'm entitled to derech tzara, something. It's me and you going to Din Torah. You own all four outer fields. I have a derech somewhere. You got to give me something. The shortest path is mine. Maybe I have more, but at least that much you have to give me. What did the Rabbanan hold? Sakti Gemara, another example of Ishaskas. If you take the words Kipshuto, it's Mamish Gemara Mefureshes, that Ishaskas is a principle in halacha. The Rabban has to figure out a way to reinterpret this Gemara. Pashup Shadis Gemara says Ishaskas is a legal principle. Says the Gemara, Abana Savi, Ishaskis Shaskis. I quiet your time. You can't claim a derech. The ego, if you're not gonna be quiet. Ma'adana Shtar Marayu, similar lashon, I'll bring the star back to the was before. What was before? Four different owners. Vilo Masishvidina, but they cannot make a din Torah, can't speak to them. Therefore, right now, you can't get a derech. Comes Rashi. And what does Rashi say? What's going on with this person? What is he offering? What's he offering? Anything? Is he giving him anything? So Rashi says both in Ksuvas and the Yevamos. Rashi words, Ishaskas Shaskas, meaning and what? And I'll give you what? I'll throw you a bone. What do I give you? Ishaskas Shaskas, don't make a claim on the derech to get automatically a free derech, but for Ozu Gabach, Kishetikna derech mimeni. You buy a derech from me, and I'll give you a discount. Rashi says in Ksumis, Rashi says in Yevamos, with more quotes this Gemara. Says the Rush, and Tosas there as well. Why did Rashi do this? Why did Rashi have to learn in the case that the person who's who owns the four fields, who purchased from four people, why does he have to say to the person, Ozo Gabach? What if he says, I'm not going to give you any discount? Whatever purchase price, what the going rate is for real estate, let's look at the acres of whatever the derech you want, how much of a derech, whatever it is, that's what it is. What's Ozo Gabach? Why does Rashi say Ozo Gabach? Why is Rashi saying, I'll give you a cheaper price? Why? You're demanding. So apparently, what does Rashi hold? Rashi Lishitas. Rashi holds that when you have an ishaskis over somebody, so the response can always be, we can shatachs it. Except, if what? If there's something better I'm getting now with the ishaskis argument than I'd have if you've carried out the threat. Rashi here in Bava Kama says that the Gemara's kasha, ihachi benizokin nami nemahachi, is only by Nezakin, not by Balchov. Why? Balchov, what am I offering? Ziburis. If I return the Ziburis, he'll get Ziburis. There's no time of Ishaskis. He'll say, no, when you do it. By Nizik, it's different, because I'm offering you Bainness, and if I return the Ziburis, you get Ziburis. So then it works. So Rashi holds, the Ishaskis has the counterclaim that the person can say, my Taina remains intact. What's my Taina? That I want a Derech. So when you want to get back the star and resell the lands back to four people, do it. But meanwhile, my time is here. I have my there. So Rashi needs to say, I conceded something. I gave you something. I'll give you the cheaper price of the derech. Says the Rush. But the logic of Tosis. The Gemara had Akasha originally. The Gemara originally says Ishaskis works even by Ksuvas Isha, before the Kasha. The Gemara has, even by Ksuvas Isha. How does it work by Ksuvas Isha? She's not getting anything better now than if she'd get it, you'd give back the shtar. The answer is, you're not be mafkia the din. So what would you say, Rabosei? What's over there? You're mafkia the din, you're not mafkia the din. What would be his rights against the poor people if you want to bring it back to the state of before? What's the claim he has? He has a derech. Did he have a derech against the poor people? Would he get a derech? Who would get a derech? So Chayyur Rashi doesn't follow well at all. The way Tosis is setting it up over here, that Rashi only says that you can say l'chita hedar if you're mafkia the din. If you're not mafkia the din, there's no basis to respond with kishetachzir. Now over there, the din, I wouldn't be able to get the derech from the four people. So then I should be able to say, I'm not cheating anything cheaper. That's it, you're not entitled to anything. So this is the argument you can make against Rashi. Says the Rush, now in Betoch HaDvar, listen to the language of the Rush. I read from the Rush in Ksuvis here. But Ksuvis, why did I start reading before? I forget already. But either way, it's both this, both places you see the same. What?
Maybe something in Yivamis.
Yivamis, okay. I read from Yivamis, all right. Ishaskis Shaskis, Pirish Rashi. I want to read the Tosis soon, but I want to rush for a reason. The Rush says as follows: Pirish Rashi Umozino Gabach. Why did Rashi say it? Why did Rashi learn that the Baal HaSados on the outside is offering to give a discount on the Derech? Why did Rashi say that? Mishum de Kashalei Rashi. Rashi was bothered. Delei Malei Luchita Hedah. The Toveya Haderech, the man who owns the middle field, can say, when you give back the fields, then we'll deal with it. But right now, my claim is I have a derech. So Rashi needed to respond by saying, yeah, but if I'm giving you something or your claim, then I have leverage. But number one asked the Rush, and Tosa also asked this kasha, Hadi Kamar O Yika Khodech me amana yifach ba'avil mashma kipirusha. The Rush and the Mishnah is difficult for sure. The Rush and the Mishnah was the Chachamim say what? You gotta pay high amount of money, a lot of money, mayor money. Sounds like there's no discount. It's like high, you know, I can extort you whatever amount. Yifach ba'avir. Doesn't mash, not mash, but I've given you, I have to give you this discount in order for Ishaskis to work. That's one kasha. If no, Rashi's gonna answer to that. But why is Rashi wrong? Elevadai, kohecha de matzi meheder. Whenever you could return the land, or the star of the land, the ancient kenegdo nifsad b'chazaraso, and the person is not losing, notice, which terminology is the Rosh using here? Mafkia kochem. And the person is not being nifsad b'chazaraso. That's equated to which lashon of Tosis? Of the language of Tosis. That he's not, he mafkia kochem. He's not nifsad b'chazaraso. Why is he not nifsad b'chazaraso? The ilu lo lakcho, if he not bought the land from the four, hayadino kimoata. Arminan kimuchzadami. Okay, so the rush is here, again, the rush in the Bava Kamma, Bechlau doesn't even think in terms of the issues of shekinegdo nifsad, mafkia kocho, but the rush here is speaking the language of Tosfos. And he's plugging it in. And he's saying that why don't I have to give you a discount in the price? Because since you're not nifsad b'chazaraso, because he's using the phraseology of Tosus, that's like saying it's not nifka kocho, I'm not mafkia kocho, then what? Then amino kimuchzadam. This is what I see in the language of the Rush, that the reason why ishaskis prevails, and you can't say when you do it, in the case that what? When it's the stronger ishaskis, in the case where I'm not mafkia kocho, the woman's claim is the etzem ziburis. The reason why that will work is because there it's kimuchzada. That's what I see in the Rush. Tosis didn't give you this extra twist of a head. Tosis gave you the basic parameters of two tiers. But what I see in the Rush, in the language here, is vaday what? Why is Rashi wrong? Because even the terms that Tosis used in defense of Rashi in Bava Kamma, the formula will not carry over to the case in Ksuvas Koftes. In other words, over there, it's actually comparable to which Ishaskis, the first or the second of our Sugya. What is it seemingly comparable to? The first Ishaskis in the Gemara or the second? The Gemara's Iyachid ben Izakin Nami Neimachi, that's the second one, or the first one? When he's talking about giving them Tachas Abayla. Which is it simply, which is it more comparable to, seemingly? Which one? The first one. Meaning, which is why you can even give it to the Isha, the Ksumas Isha, the Ziburis, and not the Edis, because she's overreaching to get Edis. But really, her claim is only Ziburis. You're not Nafkia Kocha. And therefore, you have a right to say, even if it's the same as what it's going to be if I give it back, but that's it. Why? Kilo Mukhsar. That is what the Rush is pounding, and this is, could be what Tosis also is asking in Rashi. We'll soon see the Tosis in Yevamis at least. Ksuvis we'll see soon. Because the Rush is clearly learning that the pshat is that if he's not losing out, then we say kimuch zedami. He continues. He says the chen perkam b'bakama, gabi macha le'echa nilkas abayla b'avik suvas isha b'ziburis, afal pishogach is b'achrona. So why can you say tachas abaylim that she gets ziburis if she's going to get ziburis regardless? Why can you force it down from the edis that was purchased last? Mishum haytime at the ishaskis. Why? Mishum de inim egari akocha shalisha. See, this is mamish our Tosis. The Rush is bringing our Tosis svara einam egari akocha and specifically plugging it in to what? To the case of the derech. On both sides, you hear this. And why? Because you're not getting, you're not, your koach is not being compromised because you had no koach on a derech beforehand. Did you know the Tumis Ziburis? I've been a Zikin who are Minahachi. Again, the Rush here is going like Rashi. The Rush is not squaring with the Rush over here. The Rush over here, what the Rush over here holds? Like Rashi, not like Rashi. The Rush over here holds that the Gemara's Kasha was even by what? Was even by Balchov. Because he holds Ki'ilu Mukhzar is always the rule. Even when you are Mafkia Kocho, Ki'ilu Mukhzar. That's the Rush here. And both say, you hear the point. The Rush here argues with Rashi completely. The Rush, that's by Bava Kamma. The Rush in Yevamis is working al derech the Tosfos that we read here in Bava Kamma so far. We didn't read your Tosfos in Yevamis. But it's al derech that there's two tiers of the Ishaskis. And when you're not Mafkia Kocho, that is when the Rush plugs in Ki'ilu Mukhzar. And that's what the Rush compares the case in Ksuvis to the case of here, where you're giving her Ziburis instead of the Edis Shalokach Bachrona, because in both cases, the common denominator is that you're not mafkeh kocha. Here, she's not tied to more ziburis, but actually she's just overreaching. Here too, he wouldn't have a claim on derech before it came to me. When it was four people, he had no claim on derech. So I'm not mafkeh kocha, and therefore it's ke'ilu mochzer. Therefore Rashi had no reason to have to say that the case over there is talking that he's giving a discount. It's not comparable to the argument. It's comparable to the earlier Ishaskis of argument, not the second. The Gemara says Ishaskis twice. Once to give the din of Tachas HaBailim, and one to push them even down less than their koach. So that, Rashi says, the Gemara is only asking by Nezikin where he's giving him something. Says the Rush, the case in Ksuvis is like the first Ishaskis of argument. Therefore Rashi had no need to have to say Mozilna Gabach. That's the Rosh in Yevamos, and Ka'en Zeh, the Rosh in Ksuvos as well. Take a look with me, Tosis in the Rosh in Ksuvos. Itzais is Tzaisis, Pirish Rashi, Mozil Nagabach, V'lo Nihira. Number one, the Kasha from the Lashna Mishnah, as we saw before. So why did Rashi say Mozil Nagabach? Why did Rashi say it? Tiber Maske, Itzaisis, the first rush. You see it, the rush, the bottom, the right column at the bottom, yeah? He gives it Itzaisis, if you listen. The who Piresh, Lefishi Tasso. Who's he referring to? Rashi, Lefishi Tasso, Dahasa. The Parech, Iachi, Ben Nezakinami. U Piresh, Rashi, Bavakama, Nezikinami, Nigvu, Mi Beninus. Not Nezikinami, Nigvu, Mi Ziburis. Because then he's not giving him anything from better than before, than he would have otherwise. The ilam adana starts worse amare the tikkun nesiburis avo mi balchov lo parech the tikkun nesiburis the ilam adana starts nesiburis amare the matzia b'chita heda v'lo nihira ki depreshes v'od kasha the hasam amina the ksuba government asiburis misham di shaskis the tem b'chita heda. So I bet earlier in the Gemara, when the Ksuvas Isha is getting Ziburis and not the last land of Edis. L'chei nirali, the kolhecha de matzil meheda ki meheda dami. This is the Rashi already, like in Bava Kama. He takes on Rashi completely. It's always ki meheda dami, v'lo matzil amalechi teheda, v'ho adin matzil mitfach, ha'asam atnami b'alchov, el debusa kapara, chafirin zikin diem be'idis kei mahachi. Then he wants to say something, the Yeshu Yashi Pirish Rashi. So what does he say? Let's see. The Yeshu Yashi Pirish Rashi. The Kohecha de Bol Garea Dino. Marzi Omer Lechita Heda. Whenever you're coming to downgrade the Koach, then you can say Lechita Heda. Ulochi Gabi Ksuva. That's the first part of the Gemara. The first Yishask of the Gemara. The Eina Megarea Kocha, because her Koch is only on what? As Ziburis. So then, Kimuchzer Dami. Notice. What do you see, by the way, in the Lashon HaRash? Again. That in Yena Megarea Kocha, then the Ishaskis is stronger. Then what? The why does it work? Because then it's Kimuchzer Dami. What I'm putting into Tosis from the Lashonos of the Rash is that the higher Ishaskis, when Yena Mavkir Kocha, that's Kimuchzer Dami. That's what the kasha by the zikin. So now what about over here? So until now, what have we been assuming? What's the case of derech? Is derech lefkiah kocha or not lefkiah kocha? So until now, what have we been assuming? No, he has no kocha derech. Says the Rash, Hachanani. So then what? So then did Rashi have to say Mazil Nagabach or not? He didn't. So again, Rashi is difficult. So we have to, we're leaving with this. So we basically have an understanding of the two tiers of Ishaskis. And we're trying to plug in the lumdus that the Rush takes when he totally takes on Rashi completely and he argues on Rashi and says there's no Rechiteda anywhere. Kim Mukhzadami. We're plugging that in to the high Rishaskis. We're learning the Gemara, Ihachi, not that the Gemara says, Ishaskis works here, it works over here. How can you compare? The Gemara knows Ishaskis works both times. But it must be that it's not going to help you because obviously you're talking about Yisomim. Otherwise, you shouldn't give the Nizik Edis either. That's how we read the Gemara. But according to Rashi, what left with the difficulty is why did Rashi need, seemingly Rashi needed to say Lishitoso? So Rashi, some reason, felt that we would have to understand the case in Suvis that he's also giving him something of his claim. He's giving a discount on the derech. And the question is why? If the understanding is based on what we see in the Tosus here, and the Tosus in Yevamis, and the Tosus in Rush, that there are two tiers left, kula kocho, not lafkir kocho, sounds like the case over there is you're not mafkir kocho, in which case you should not be able to say l'chita hadar. It should be similar to the first Ishaskas of our Gemara, where the Ksuvas Isha is going to take Ziburis and not the Edis. And yet Rashi still felt the need to explain the case of Mosuna Gabach. So in order to answer this, let's leave it for tomorrow, I want you to look very carefully at the Tosus in Ksuvas and contrast it to the Tosus in Yevamis. And see if you can recognize that Tosus might be saying a very different word in Ksuvas than what he seems to be saying in Yevamis about what we interpret as two tiers of Ishaskis. Seems to me that Tosus was not saying that at all in Ksuvis, and Tosus was rather saying a different word, not in terms of Ishaskis at all, but in terms of Lechita Hedda. And if that's the case, then Rashi would be justified in putting in the case of Mosuna Gabach. There are a few other inyanim to look at carefully in the Tosus in both cases, in both places. I'll leave you with a kasha that we have to get to also tomorrow, Mir Hashem. The Ramban asked the kasha, a simple kasha. The Tos also touches on it. And the tour, you have to look at also. A simple kasha. A person buys one land from a balchov, from a person who owes money to a balchov. He buys Edis. Right now, the balchov himself, the lover has no land. The Lokeach has Edis land. The Balchov wants to collect now, Fischov, the one piece of land that the Lova owned, which was Edis. By the Lova, he'd be able to get Edis. By the Lokeach, seemingly, he can get Edis. Right? He bought Edis. One land. But this Lokeach also has Ziburis of his own. Why can't this Lokeach, who bought the one piece of land of Edis, from the Lova, say to the Balchov of the Mocher, Mr. Balchov, you have to take Ziburis, because if you don't, I'm going to take my Ziburis land and sell it to the Mocher, the one who sold me the Edis, and you'll have to go to his Bnei Chorin. No? Because if the Lova suddenly acquires land, so then the Balchov can go to go to any lands that are Mishubah, then he goes to create Bnei Chorin. So I can create Bnei Chorin by the Lover. So you better take my Ziburis. Ishaskis, Shaskis. If not, I'll create Ziburis by the Lover. So Kigo Mukhza, say what you want. Say the Russians love this, whatever you want to say. So you, according to, if you say Mafkia Kocho, then you can't do it. Let's say it's Beinonis. I was a Kasha Beinonis kid. Okay? You hold like the Russians, a Kasha, even a Ziburis. If it holds like the Tosus here, so it'll be a Kashan Beinus. But why can't you get my Edis that I purchased from the Lova? I'll find a way to send a piece of land, a Beinus, a Ziburis, to the Lova. You have to take it from him. So then take it from me. Take my Beinus instead of my Edis that I bought. But we don't find such a thing. Can't do that. Can you do that? He's going to get the Edis. Why? I'll send over a piece of land of a Beinus, a Ziburis, to the Lova, and then you have to take it there. So you have to take it from me too. That's the Ramban's kasha. How would we address such a kasha?